Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2. We're fine. Okay, this is Glenn Adamson interviewing Mr. Gary Griffin here at Cranbrook. We're in the new studios building, and we're in the metalsmith shop. You might be able to hear a faint sound of drilling in the background, or a local color. And it is August 4th, 2004, and we're going to be talking about Gary's career and life here today. Gary, you want to say hi?
Hi.
I guess maybe the first thing I should ask is this building that we're sitting in, it's only a couple of years old, correct?
We've been in the building for 2 years, and we planned for it for about 2.5 or 3 years prior to that.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually the first building that has been constructed as a new building on Cranbrook's campus for years and years, right?
Well, not on the entire campus, but within the Art Academy. There have been a series of buildings that have been built on the grounds prior to this one. The Brookside School had an addition, the Institute of Science had an addition, and we built the school's natatorium. So this is actually the fourth one. But in the Art Academy, this is an addition that is the earliest. Well, the building that preceded it was the foundry and the sculpture studio, which is probably in the early 60s, I think. Mm. So it's been a good long time.
And your studio is here, or you have a studio elsewhere?
This is my studio.
We're sitting here.
Right. And part of our charge, or part of our contract, is that we teach and that we maintain an artistic practice. So we are. Our title is Artist in Residence. We're not called faculty, or we don't have professorial rank. We're simply Artist in Residence and then head of a particular department, in this case, metalsmithing. So I maintain a business. I have my own business, which is Griffin Metalworks. It's a legal licensed corporation, and I do commission work regularly, and that's what you hear going on down the hall. So every summer, I have students that work with me on commission type projects. And then during the school year, I spend at least 2 days a week in my own studio producing work, and then 3 or so days with the students in a teaching capacity. So it's fused together, and it works well because it's a graduate level education.
So you're able to get really good people as a result to work with you.
Sure.
During the summers.
Sure. I have really good help. And also, they benefit. It's really, I think of it as mentoring, the way mentoring should be. In other words, those that work with me during the summer get to work on really good work, high-end projects. They get to see how I make things. They learn all the little subtleties about making things. I'm really open with them about discussing the relationships with contractors or clients, ordering supplies, all of those kinds of things. So they get an on-the-job type of experience. And then during the school year, of course, it shifts to where the focus is their work, and then I'm working with them on that. But it's very different activity. And then also during the school year, I usually have one student, sometimes two, that are helping me with projects. So probably next year, I have three people helping me now. Next year, I'll have at least one, and a second one that'll work periodically. That there's a particular job that I'm working on now, and he knows how to do a particular operation, so he's going to do that actually on his own time, so it'll be totally flexible.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, we probably don't want to get into too much detail there because we should start at the beginning.
Okay.
Now, you were born in 1945,
right
at the close of the war, mm-hmm. but maybe we should even start before that, talking about your family a little bit, where they came from.
Sure. I think it would be, well, my mother is a native Californian, and her parents, however, are from Coldwater, Michigan, which is about 2 hours from here, which is really, it just